This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And thank you for being here this afternoon. We talked to a lot of people around the Umpqua Valley statewide and on the national level. All kinds of folks on this interview segment every weekday that we've been doing for years. This is going to be one of the unique ones, and I'm especially excited about it because with us today in studio, 101 years old as of yesterday, Peggy Konzak of Roseburg. Marissa Fink is in here with the Y as well. So can I call you Peggy?
Right.
So Peggy, thank you for being here.
Thank you for asking me.
I'm just elated to have you here. And Marissa ran into me literally in a store parking lot a week or so ago and told me a little bit about your story. And I said, gosh, we've got to get you on the radio. Marissa, I want to ask you first how you got to know Peggy.
Well, when I was the director of the Y here in Roseburg, I, of course, get to know many of our employees. At one point, I think we had 140 employees. And Peggy has been teaching swimming at the Y for so many years and realized that she was a gem and I needed to get to know her personally.
Wow. So, Peggy, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
I was born in Los Angeles in 1921. I was the third child of my mother's, my holding of an older brother and sister. But that's where I was born, in Los Angeles.
So what brought you to Roseburg? How long have you been here?
We have been in, after we moved, I was born in Los Angeles, but we moved to Butte, Montana. And I grew up there, went to school there. Then I married my dear husband, who had not finished college. That after finishing college, he became a teacher. And he taught in Central Oregon for 2 years. I taught the second year with him. Then we were invited to come to Roseburg for him to teach 9th and 10th grades in the Seventh-day Adventist Junior Academy here in Roseburg. And that's why we came to Roseburg 77 years ago.
And you're still here.
I'm still here. Lost my husband just last year, and he was almost 101.
Wow. Well, it's a long time to be in the community. What do you attribute to making it over 100, making it to 101 and still going strong?
Well, I was raised in a family. My dad had a grocery store, and of course I grew up during the depression of the 1929-30s, so we had plenty of good food, lots of vegetables and fruit. As I got older, we learned that there are some foods that are better for you than others, and I became a vegetarian, especially soon after my husband and I were married. So we have been a vegetarian over 70 years.
Wow.
And we have been without dairy for the last 10 years.
Wow. So.
And then all my exercise that I've done at the Y, besides swimming and teaching the classes, I always took time to do some floor exercises, aerobics and that. Upstairs with Gloria Holland.
Hall.
Yeah, Hall. And she and I came at the Y about the same time.
Mm-hmm. So you mentioned teaching, and you've been doing that for a very long time, more than 50 years?
Yes, 53 years I've been teaching. And that was an accident that I started teaching. I went to the Y in January of 1969, right? And I just wanted to swim. And a friend said, will you take my little boy to the parent taught class? I said, sure. So I took him to the parent taught class, and at the end of the month, the instructor said, I have another job, I'm quitting, you take over, Peggy. I had no instruction except what I've had from her during that month. I did not sign anything. I wasn't asked by anybody other than the instructor who was leaving. And that was, I don't know, it was a wonderful experience, and I've been going ever since.
And what do you like most about that?
What do I like most? I love the contact with my babies, my children, and the moms. I've met many wonderful ladies, and I'm all the babies are very precious to me. And I think about quitting a number of times because I think I'm too old. But what would I do without them? I just miss them. I would miss them, and I just keep going, I guess, until. I often said I'd probably keep teaching until they bring me in a wheelchair and dump me in the pool.
So, Marissa, I'm curious about this. You've put together an article about Peggy and her work at the Y. And when she began teaching and wanted more formal training, they told her she was what?
Yeah, they actually told her at 48 years old that she was too old to get her water safety instructor certification. Now, keep in mind, this is before your time and my time, and so we're not going to take any of the blame. However, someone at the Y, somebody in charge, who will not be named, said, no, you're just too old. So Peggy took it upon herself to go and get her own water safety instructor training. Where did you do that, Peggy?
Well, I don't really remember exactly how many years I taught. And then there were two young people that had their WSI, and I would do the teaching, but they would have to sign the certificates for the children. And finally, there was a director that came to the Y, and she said, Peggy, you need to get your certificate. And she said, I'm teaching life-saving and life-saving this summer at the city pool that used to be up south of town here. So that summer, I took my life-saving, which I passed. And then that fall, I don't know whether anyone remembers, but over at Sutherland Knolls, they had a swimming pool. And over there, an instructor came and gave, there were two or three of us at the time, they gave us our WSI instructor's course. Then they closed the pool right after that.
Wow. So you were in your 50s already when you did this.
Oh, yes. I was probably around 52 or 3 then.
Mm-hmm. And I remember, because I lived here for a few years as a child, then left when I was 5, I remember that pool on the south end of town because it was near my father's office for what's now ODOT.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. he would take me over there periodically, and I would try to learn to swim, which at that point I didn't really succeed at.
So, do you know how to swim, Kyle?
Not all that well. I seem to get by at motels.
I know someone who could teach you how to swim, and she's sitting right next to me.
Oh, this is great. What is the best advice you'd give to anyone who wants to live a full and happy life like you obviously have?
Oh, well, I would say eat good. Eating is something we all enjoy. So pick your foods that are good. And regular rest is important to everybody. And of course, the exercise is a big part of my life and always has been. But have fun doing it. And then as I've always felt, do unto others as you would have them do to you. And I've tried to follow those principles most of my life. I really have. Even as a young person, I was interested in being well, happy.
All right, Peggy Konczak and more when we come back on Inside Douglas County. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1. Peter Greenberg with Eye on Travel at 4 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. County Commissioner Tim Freeman will get an update on county government here in the middle of the year and getting towards July and the new budget year. Well, Peggy Konczak with us, 101 years old. As of yesterday, I understand there have been some birthday celebrations for you.
Oh, I should say. I've been going all weekend. We started out on Friday over at the Y. I had the privilege of going into the pool with my great granddaughter, who was 7 months old. They wanted me to give her her first swimming lesson, and so that was a great joy. I dunked her under, and she did fine. And then when I got out of the pool, the Y had provided a beautiful party for me with cupcakes and drinks and honored me. And I saw so many former friends, and even some of my little ones came to wish me well on my 101 birthday.
Wow. No. Marissa, I understand there have been some proclamations, too.
Yes.
Yes, we were thrilled that the city of Roseburg, thank you, Mayor Rich, was gracious enough to proclaim all the wonderful things we love about Peggy in a proclamation that we presented to her at the Y on Friday. I read it out loud, and there were definitely people with some tears in their eyes and laughter at hearing about her memories and her contribution to our community. So we're very proud to have shared that proclamation with her.
And I understand, too, that at the YMCA level, she got some national attention.
She did. Our new national president, Suzanne McCormick, I shared with her the story of Peggy when I saw her in Florida at a national conference earlier this year. And she wrote a letter commending Peggy, proclaiming how she's probably one of our oldest employees, definitely one of the most valuable swim instructors in our country, and thanked her for all that she did for the YMCA of Douglas County. Because she's been here at the YMCA of Douglas County the entire career of her teaching swimming. So we got to read both of those letters to her and presented those to her on Friday.
Well, and it occurs to me that when she started, the YMCA was not that old, right? In terms of that building?
No. It was probably only about, maybe 4 or 5 years old, right? Relatively new.
I really don't remember.
Yeah. Because the Y here was founded in 1948, but we were not in that building until the 60s.
Right, and in fact, Stewart Parkway didn't exist until the 60s.
Yeah, it was a dirt road when that building was under construction.
Wow. So, Peggy, you mentioned a great-great-granddaughter. How many children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren do you have?
Well, we have two daughters. We adopted those two children when they were very, very little, hours old. And from them, we have 5 grandchildren. We have 12 great-grandchildren and 5 great-great-grandchildren. And they range from the ages of 7 to 10 years old.
Wow. So you have two daughters, which means they've got to be getting up there in years, too.
They're 76 and 73.
Wow.
That sounds awful to me.
And what are your favorite memories about your time at Roseburg or at the Y or teaching swimming?
At the Y?
What are your favorite memories, Peggy?
That I've had in teaching at the Y?
Or in anything.
Well, because I've loved the baby class, and it's been very rewarding to me. My first class was kind of scary because I never had taught a class like this, but I can't remember exactly how many I had. I remember one of my earlier moms, she wouldn't let me take her baby. I always like to take the babies and show the mother how to treat them. And she said, "No, I don't know you. I won't let you have my baby." And I said, "Okay, that's fine." But the second day she was here, "Take my baby, do something." And so to this day, I still hear from this mother every year how those babies, of course, have grown up to be young adults now. You always have to tell them that it's time to open your eyes and see what's going on in the water to get the toy that I might have. But a lot of them would say, "Oh, no, I can't do that. My eyeballs will fall out." They were afraid they'd lose their eyeballs. I get very attached to my little ones, and I guess they get attached to me, too. We always have fun. It has to be a happy time. And I had one little girl. I'd had her sister before her. And I had her for 3 years, and I said, "Now, Bailey, it's time to go to your next class." So she was enrolled in the next class, which was right next to me. The swimming instructor was right next to me, and we all taught together. But Bailey wouldn't do anything but sit there. And I said, "Bailey, you've got to do what the instructor says. I don't want to swim with her. I want you." She just would not do it. And her mother finally had to take her out and keep her out for a month. Then she came back, and she's a beautiful swimmer now. Proud of her.
Wow. Got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. Marissa, talk about the impact you've seen her have during your time at the Y.
You know, I think Peggy's biggest impact is being a role model. You know, the way that she gives so generously of her time, her patience, her encouragement of the young moms. We've seen our swim instructors, not only here in Roseburg, but when we visited OYMCA in Albany, who just could not soak up enough of Peggy's advice of how to work with children and their parents. And so, she's leaving quite a legacy here. We hope she teaches for several more years here at the Y.
Well, we are out of time for Inside Douglas County today, but Peggy, thank you for coming in here and sharing about your life with us.
Oh, thank you. It's been my privilege.
Thank you, Kyle.
You bet. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.